We are going to place a call to the Hall of Famer, Michael Irvin. Today is his 58th birthday, so let's call the playmaker and wish him a happy birthday.
58.
Looks good for 58.
Yeah, he does. Wonder if he'll even pick up. He's probably very busy this morning. What's happening?
Hello.
Michael Irvin, please.
Speaking.
Hey, Michael, it's the Musers on the ticket. Happy birthday.
Oh, man. You guys are crazy, man.
Did we wake you up?
You Musers, man. You win. You win that Marconi, but you still can't get an FM signal to make it to DFW Airport.
Well, it makes it a little bit farther than that.
I'm just BSing, you know. I'm just BSing you. But I ain't lying.
Okay.
No, I'm kidding, man. You're not strangers to birthdays. You know, you guys just had your 30th birthday.
Yeah, 30, that's right. Uh-huh.
Number 30. Same number as George Teague, the man who defended the star from T.O.
Yeah,
we all remember that.
Respected the Cowboys from going to midfield.
That's right.
And placing the ball on the star. You guys remember that?
Oh yeah.
Trying to think of another Cowboy who wore number 30. The only one I can think of is Timmy Newsom and Deron Bland and Kenny Wheaton.
Okay. Well, those are three.
No, man. I'm getting old now, 58.
Yeah, 58. This is a big birthday for you, isn't it?
Man, I'm fishing over the hill, you know. But I tell you what, though. I tell you what, buddy. I am determined to make it 30 more years. To make it to the number 88, the greatest number in the history of wide receivers. That's what I want to make it to.
Yes. 88 needs to make it to 88.
Too far away from the mic.
In order to get to the magical number of 88, I'm currently implementing some changes in my life that is respectful of my advanced age. Okay. And intended to advance my human lifespan and longevity.
A little overworded, but yes.
So, in order to make it to the age of 88, I am here to announce the cocaine sniffing party is closed.
Oh, I'm closing it.
Good.
That should have been closed a long time ago, though, Michael.
The orgies with strippers with spotty STD histories is closed.
Again, good.
The holding scissors at teammates' jugular while nervously negotiating with Cowboy security personnel is closed.
All wise moves.
I know you guys are driving around bad neighborhoods trying to score drugs with a diminutive white guy named after an Italian sandwich. Closed.
I think his last name was Padini, not sure Panini, but yeah.
I thought it was Panini. Yeah, I like a panini sandwich, man. It's pretty good. One more thing. The cornering of a hotel employee in a lobby while drunk to tell her that bottom is a fat apple that I won't take a bite out of. I'm supposed to be covering the Super Bowl for the NFL Network.
Again, a great idea, Michael.
But there are a few things that are not closed, like my relationship with number 22. Deuce, Deuce! The man who cannot pronounce his own tequila, he is not closed. I hear you guys saying Barry Sanders is the best all time. Did you not watch Double Deuce?
No, we did. We loved him too.
All right, just making sure you watched.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, my friendship with the owner of 8 Elite Lager, the man who won 3 Super Bowls, attended at least 3 Jub Jams, the man who knew we wouldn't win with the country-ass Chan Gailey. I'm talking about 8 Bowl.
Yes.
Joe Buck's best friend.
Yeah.
Troy Aikman. The man who showed up to my trial in a full-length fur coat.
I don't think you got that detail right. But.
Friendship is not closed. It is not closed. You know what else isn't closed?
What?
Our border. What is Biden going to do?
Okay, thank you, Michael. Happy birthday, buddy. Happy birthday. Appreciate it, Michael.
Happy birthday to me.
Yeah.
There he goes. The playmaker, Michael Irvin, turns 58 today.